Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
A revival won't happen until we want a revival. Do you want a revival? It starts first in your heart. Because God will not hear us when we have iniquity in our heart. I'm going to give you two verses here. I hope you're taking notes. I want you to write these two verses down. And while you're in Isaiah, we'll just go to that one first. Isaiah 55, verse 7. Isaiah 55, verse 7, since you were already there. It says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God he will abundantly pardon." Good Lord Almighty. We have a God that knows that we're going to mess up, but he says we can turn. You know, repentance is this. You know, we're walking in the wrong direction, and then we turn and go back. Israel backslid many times, but they turned and went back to God. And when they met the if condition, he responded. So God is telling us that when we turn from our wicked ways, we will hear from him. Now here's the next one. Proverbs 28:13. Proverbs 28:13. "He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Do you see the word "and" there? You got to confess them and forsake them. Not just saying, "Hey, Lord God, I know I did this, but I'm going to still do it." He says, confess them and forsake them. Because when you're just confessing and not forsaking, you're fooling yourself. You have to come clean with yourself that you're doing it wrong. "Lord God, I'm in sin." This is what David said in Psalm 51. "Against thee and thee only have I sinned." He's talking to his children here. This is the interesting thing here. He is talking to his children. And the last one, I told you it was two, but here's the last one. Psalm 66:18. Write that one down. Psalm 66:18. It says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear from me." How many of you can get a prayer into heaven? If you have sin in your heart, you are only talking to the roof.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to get rid of that sin in your heart to reach heaven. And I'm telling you, what a powerful thing when Satan says that you're down there praying and you know that your heart is clean and right before God. He is shaking in his boots because he know you are going to the throne of God and the prayer is being heard. He know he's about to be moved to another area. You ever been to the throne room of God when you're praying? And you're just broken before the Lord, and the Lord has moved mightily after that. I tell you, sometimes I pray, I tell you, it's scary because the Lord moves. I'm like, woo! And I'm like, why should I get scared? Because look, the Lord promised it. I'm his child. He wants the best. Who does not want the best for their child? I tell you, boy, the way some of my children are, woo! Good Lord Almighty. My oldest one, "Lord, pray for me." Whew. We had to help him out some financial situation. I told my wife, I'm done, I can't do it anymore. And she said, "Well, that's your child." I said, "Lord God, I know how you feel. Oh, Father, forgive me." And boy, I'm telling you, when you have children, that sets the picture. They're pretty when they're small, but boy, when they get big, they are something. I'm telling you. But they keep you in prayer. They keep you focused.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.